Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, we wanted to have a little fellowship. We'll wait for the children to and the other things to settle before we start going. I would say one thing. We're going to fellowship about the Lord's table. And I just enjoyed very much the table that today. And there's a verse in Ephesians that was very, very much appropriate. Why we enjoy the Father at the end of the table, to conclude the table. Well, here's this verse in Ephesians chapter 1 that says, through Him we have access we both have access in one Spirit unto the Father. Amen. I realize eventually and ultimately, we'll all be gathered together enjoying the Father.
Amen.
That's our destiny eternally. So it's very appropriate that at the table, the way we conclude, even on a temporary basis, is we enjoy and have access to the Father. Praise the Lord. Okay, we wanted to have some fellowship for a period of time, starting today, just briefly, but regularly, maybe two or three more times, regarding the Lord's table meeting. This is a crucial matter among us. So let me ask you a question. Is there a church in Bellevue?
Amen.
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 Is there a church in Bothell?
Amen.
No, there's not. Is there a church in Issaquah? There's not. There's saints there in Bothell, and there's saints in Issaquah. Why does the church, why would we say there's not the church in Bothell today? That's exactly right. Because the table meeting does not exist in Bothell. Now, obviously, the church in Bothell in the heavens exists. But today, if Satan came to the Lord and said, show me the church in Bothell, the Lord could not show him the church in Bothell on the ground because there's no table meeting. But I guarantee you, if anybody, powers, principalities, Satan, asks the Lord, is there a church in Bellevue and prove it, he would say, yes. At 9:30 on the Lord's Day, there are saints meeting as the church and enjoying the Lord's table.
Amen.
As I asked in the Gospels that we would do this until He returned. There's a church in Bellevue because of the Lord's table. Because in reality and in practicality, we gather and enjoy the Lord's table. The church exists.
Amen.
Now again, I'm not speaking spiritually. The church existed from the day He created it on the cross.
Amen.
But God isn't satisfied with that. He wants it in reality and practicality on the earth.
Amen.
So we have to have that is the critical and essential and even vital view of our Lord's table meeting.
Amen.
You can have a prayer meeting, and you know what? In Bothell, they do have a prayer meeting. You can have young people's meeting, and they do gather. They can have many home meetings, but the church does not exist until they have the Lord's table in Bothell. The good news is, in a few months, Lord willing, we will initiate the table meeting in Bothell. And then you know what? The church in Bothell is there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a great victory for us to meet for the Lord's table. So, the existence of the church hinges on the Lord's table in that sense. Now, on one hand, it's kind of a symbolic view, but also, what is the reality of the Lord's table? The Lord said, do this in remembrance of me. Well, how do we remember the Lord? I mean, the heart of and the essence of the table is that we remember the Lord Jesus. Amen. The second thing is we have fellowship with one another. Those are the two main things. There's a couple other things, but mainly the remembrance of the Lord Himself. Amen. And the verse is in Corinthians chapter 11. He said, chapter 11, verse 24, having given thanks, he broke it, the bread, and said, this is my body which is given for you. This do unto the remembrance of me. Similarly, also the cup after they had dined, saying, the cup is the new covenant established in my blood. This do as often as you drink it unto the remembrance of me. Amen. So the main point here is that by our eating and our drinking, we remember the Lord. Amen. Now, it's actually very unusual. It really is the spiritual reality, but it's very unusual. What if David said, okay, I want you to remember me. Here, eat this sandwich and remember me. Is that? He should give us a picture of himself or, you know, write us a letter and we read it. But actually, that is just an outward remembrance. What the Lord wants us to do at the table, week by week, is to eat and drink Him. Amen. And enjoy His presence. Amen. Enjoy His very person. Even actually have His very person added into us. Amen. That is how we remember the Lord at the table. Amen. Our eating and our drinking is our remembrance of the Lord in reality. Amen. Oh, it's far more than just a symbolic thing when we get together. He is dispensing Himself. He's adding Himself to us. And we are enjoying and remembering Him in that way. And actually, that remembrance, this table, it also represents our entire Christian life. It really is the way that church exists in reality in Bellevue. It also is a view of how our Christian life through the whole week needs to go. So, what is at the heart of the Christian existence and the church existence? It's our eating the Lord. It's our drinking the Lord. It's our enjoying His dispensing. Amen. This is the table. This is what it's about. So, I think that is one view we want to start with. There's so much to the table. But, brothers and sisters, we cannot exhaust the value of the table. We need to uplift our realization and awareness of what is going on when we gather here. So, amen. So mainly, two things. The remembrance of the Lord through our eating and drinking of Him and our fellowship with one another. Those are the two things in that verse. He mentions the remembrance, and in Corinthians chapter 10, he talks about the bread and the cup being the fellowship of the body. And the fellowship is really a big part of what the table means to us. And then there's two other supplemental significances of the table. Declaring the Lord's death and anticipating the Lord's return. Also very significant. But the main things are our remembrance and our fellowship. So, amen, brothers and sisters. I would say that we should realize that how we take the table and how we enjoy the table affects our whole life. Our whole week is not only displayed in the table, but actually it is a great strengthening if we have the right view and practice in our table. So we'll fellowship more about this.